Now on Racing Pulse, the Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram.
Not only is he one of the most astute judges when it comes to finding winners from the trial files, he is also one of Australia's biggest owners and most successful. The part owner of High Emotion, still counting the cash from last week. Congratulations, Glenn.
Thanks, Michael. What a thrill. What an amazing thrill that was. Really, really proud of the girl. And she pulled up well, Michael, which was really important.
And you keep your feet on the ground, which is what I like as an owner, because you texted me 2 minutes after the race and said, bring on the Caulfield Cup. So just keeping...
Not true at all. We're taking it 1 week at a time.
She is very promising, though. Where do we see her next?
Yeah, she'll have a little freshen, and we might see her at the Valley in about 4 weeks over 2,500, and then maybe a Sandown Cup preparation.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Well, you can't hide her any longer. So we expect... full disclosure and tips next time she races as well.
Sounds good.
What about the trial files? We're slowly starting to warm up. I'm looking forward, after speaking to Danny O'Brien, to seeing his two stars work between races at Geelong tomorrow, and they'll be trialling on the 10th. The last 7 days, have there been anything that's caught your eye from a possible spring point of view?
There's been a couple. Actually, Tagaloa, your boy, Michael, was down to jump out last week at Cranbourne, and he didn't. So, Bonds Away jumped out. It's just trickling through at the moment. A couple of nice two-year-olds that we think will make good three-year-olds in the spring. There's probably three or four of them today.
All right. Flemington, I'm looking forward to getting your thoughts on Clean Machine, because we were actually talking to Troy Corson's last Friday as he was watching the race, and he said, you'll want to be on Clean Machine when it runs next week after its jump out. What did you think?
Oh, I loved it. And I'm really, really keen on her on Saturday too, Michael. So she jumped out in Heat 10. She hasn't won a race yet, but she's been racing in good company. I thought she had a chance there first up over 1,100 metres, but maybe just not strong enough. Back to the 1,000 metres there at Moonee Valley on Saturday. But, yeah, it's been back to the jump outs, had a really short freshen up here and another sharp performance, and yeah, I think she can win there on Saturday.
What about earlier in the jump outs, Born a Warrior, another one that you were keen on?
Yeah, in Heat 6. Well, he did what he normally does. He's a very keen horse. He's a big, strong boy. He led all the way to win the Heat fast time for Team Hawks. But it was a lovely jump out in third by Mrs. Beckham for the Ellard and Zara stable. A lot of their horses, I think, have improved since they've taken on that farm, the country property in country Victoria. So this is another one that's coming back, and we can expect some improvement from her. She had a really good jump out there. She finished off nice and strong. So she'll get out to a mile, and, yeah, she's returned in good order.
Can you get your thoughts on Hard Landing, who, of course, we get to see return on Saturday? What do you make of its jump out?
Very good jump out in Heat 11. He jumped out against the older horses. He won the heat. Time was very fast. And in second was Messerschmitt for Anthony and Sam Freeman, who generally jumped out well, so he did what he normally does. And in third, there was a really, really nice three-year-old trained by Mike Moroney called Bermudez, a $280,000 yearling at Karaka. He clearly had some issues getting into the races. He's rising four, but super impressive first career jump out.
Okay. Anything else from Flemington?
Heat 13, two-year-old fillies that I think will get out to 1,000 guineas, possible Oaks preps. Riverina Storm from the Hayes and Bevanick stable. She had a nice first jump out back, just finished close up in her heat. Very little pressure in the run. And I Can Too for Team Corson's, another filly likely to follow a similar guineas path. Has been brought on slowly this time. She's had two very quiet jump outs, restrained in this heat, and certainly one to follow.
Okay. Cranbourne, you mentioned Bonds Away. What do you make of Bonds Away?
Good, yeah, good jump out from the six-year-old. Probably normal for him. He's now with Wendy Kelly. He was in the care of Mara and Eustace, but he's clearly going well. Joker from the Buston Young stables, a three-year-old filly we think will get out and do a trip this prep. She's going really well. And back in third, there was a really nice jump out from No Frontiers, who was a dominant maiden winner on debut. Maui's been freshened. Can certainly pick off a benchmark 64 for trainer Francis Finnegan.
One other caught your eye, was it? Into Glory Ride?
Yeah, I think punters should really have a good look at this filly. I really like her. She's two-year-old filly trained by Patrick Keane. She clearly improved. This was an outstanding jump out. She has jumped out well before, but this is the best we've seen from her. She debuted at Sandown midweek over 1,000 metres and ran second. It was a good effort. There's definitely more to come from her, and really exciting for a young trainer like Patrick Keane to have a handy horse in his stable. If she can knock off a maiden, I think she can definitely make an impression in spring.
Caulfield, another one from the Price Kent Junior stable has caught your eye.
Yeah, Vancouver filly Night Raid, Price Kent Junior, outstanding winning this heat in fast time. She's another that looks to have improved sharply over a break. She's had two jump outs now, and definitely follow her. She was a good debut runner at Flemington. Wasn't a lot of form out of the race, but she ran really well.
And what about when we round out the jumps, jump outs and the trials down at Mornington? There's a couple there that we should be following.
Yeah, I was really taken in heat one with a horse called Barocha, an unraised three-year-old gelding, formerly with Tony Vazel, now with Clayton Douglas, because he's got the dual licence now. And first jump out for the new stable, clearly talented. He jumped out against some quality open class gallopers here to win his heat, finishing hard. He beat home the smart Princess Jenny, who's a South Australian Oaks winner, to the line. Back in fourth was the Bendigo Guineas winner, Riddle Me That, for John McArdle. Both those horses are just having their first jump out, so taking along slowly. But definitely follow this one, Barocha, from the Clayton Douglas stable.
And a two-year-old from the Friedman Yard.
Yeah, agreeable. Two-year-old filly from the Anthony Sam Friedman. Very impressive winner on debut at Geelong, coming off the speed and returned here after a short freshen up. Settled off the speed in a heat and worked the line in good style. So that's typical of what she's done in the past, and definitely worth following this preparation.
Sounds like you're keen on a couple early at Moonee Valley on Saturday.
Yeah, race two, number one, Hard Landing, I think it's probably an each-way chance. And there's a bit of a smoky in the race. The Cruiser, Frankie Stockdale's brought one down. You know, he must have a fair opinion if he's debuting in town. And I like his jump out. He's gone up $23. I think he should definitely be in the punter's thoughts. And race three, number five, that's my best for the weekend. Clean Machine for Team Corson, very keen there.
All right, we like that. But before then, can we make a few dollars today and tomorrow? Do you like anything?
Yeah, I do. I like Henry Dwyer's got a couple, or I think he's got four runners there. I like his runner in the last, Elegus, race eight, number one, set that $4 mark. Just watch the early races and make sure they're running on there. So this horse had a good jump out at Ballarat on the synthetic last week, which we talked about on the show and went very nicely. So keen there, Ballarat, race eight, number one, Elegus.
Race eight, number one, Elegus. Good on you, Glenn. Good punting over the weekend, and we'll look out for your flying mare, High Emotion, in the coming weeks as well. Well done again.
Sounds good. Thanks, Michael. See ya.
Glenn Ingram from the Trial Files. If you want to read any of Glenn's reports, we'll put that up on the RSN website, rsn.net.au. Time for a